Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're about to have a great visit. I know because we've had many other great visits with him. Jim Ostroff is with us, ladies and gentlemen, and buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jim is associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors and a good friend of ours, and we're glad to have him here. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim, and good morning, everybody. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. And before we get into the letter, I was mentioning something as we went to the break, just in the previous segment, Jim, about Mrs. Kiplinger, Austin Kiplinger's wife of 53 years, it looks like, and more like 63 years.
63 years. Is that right? Yeah.
63 years, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Mrs. Mary Louise Kiplinger. She was 88. She was had married Mr. Kiplinger in 44. And those of you who've been listening to my show for a while have heard Austin Kiplinger on the show about once a year or so, and hopefully we'll get him on again later in the year, next month, the month after that, for his birthday and the anniversary of the Kiplinger letter. He's been on the show a number of times, and someone I consider to be a national treasure. And the lady behind that man was Mrs. Kiplinger, who we lost just the other day, Jim.
Well, that's right. Yes.
I've met Mr. Kiplinger. I didn't have the pleasure of meeting Mrs. Kiplinger. Had you met her?
Well, I had, and very 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 nice person. And it's basically, they say, you know, that behind every successful man there was a woman.
Yeah.
But she really was a partner, and you know, they worked together on almost everything he did for many, many years, for decades, you know, whether it be in business or his farm, his home, his family. They were always inseparable. So she really was a nice person.
I just wanted to say that I want to dedicate the rest of the show to her memory, and our hearts go out, hearts and prayers go out to the Kiplinger family. Knight Kiplinger, who's the leader of Kiplinger these days, now who's taken over the reins over the last few years. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's been on the show before. This is his mother. So we send our best out to that family, and dedicate the rest of the show to the memory of Mary Louise Kiplinger. Jim, let's skip into the letter and talk a little bit about immigration. That's the lead on the letter. You guys say that while Congress is stymied, they seems to be stymied on immigration, not able to get very much done. The states are saying, you know what? We're like the little red hen. You know, we can do this ourselves.
Well, once again, you know, on big issues that matter and controversial issues, the states are taking a look and taking a lead. You've seen the same thing, for instance, in the area of health care or even air quality and those, you know, those things. Mm-hmm. For better or for worse, states say, we need to try something. We can't wait for you in Washington. Again, it's good and it's bad. It depends. You know, but on balance,
one of the bad ones was that they did, Jim, was when many of the states took it upon themselves to create a minimum wage.
Minimum wage, and also, of course, varying regulations governing industrial and auto emissions, or
right.
even health care.
Yep, like California and Massachusetts.
That's right, exactly. Or actually, even food regulations. They're very important, but
right.
Many times they're at odds with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when that happens, that is when you often see business clamoring for federal action to, mm-hmm. you know, to create a national standard.
Especially since those businesses that work across state lines, and they got one truck loaded up a certain way that travels through a couple of three states and does business in each one, and they got different rules and regulations. That's a killer for business.
Oh, it is. And you said a truck, literally. There are cases where there are, we call it, operating as well as operating regulations that vary state to state for trucks, and even taxation, special taxation. So, you know, it's very good that the states experiment, and in many ways it is a laboratory, but at some point it can be a real drag, you know, on business, because there are all different regulations that you have to meet. And many times I'll say companies say, please give us one. You know, we know you're from Washington. We know you're here to help us. But on immigration over here, you know, we have Georgia and Arizona, and as well as Oklahoma, beginning to take some tough stands here on companies that knowingly hire illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And even right here in the Washington metro area, one county has done it, and the other one is looking in Virginia at some significant crackdown on illegal counties.
Hmm.
For instance, anyone out there can Google Prince William County, Virginia, and immigration, and you'll see how they have adopted some very controversial measures that basically say, police, you are now charged if people are arrested for any reason at all, or if they are detained by you to check on their immigration status.
And this is on the other side of the pendulum from the safe harbor communities.
Exactly.
Where anybody shows up, you know, if they, you know, they almost release you if you're illegal.
That's right. Come here.
They do release you.
That's right. Come here, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, we see in this country a vast difference of opinion, outlook, and approach. But they are. And the thing is,
But if you think about it, Jim, this is such a emotional issue, this immigration.
It is.
And it's kind of, if you think about it, Jim, it's kind of easy to see how a community standards could be sort of homogeneous,
right.
and how a community or even a state
could
get together and have homogeneous interests and even strange bedfellows, so to speak, agree on basic things. It seems to be to me that it's easy to see how that could happen, and yet it not be able to get through on a national
level. On the national level.
It kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does, because even on the national level, it's still far broader.
Well, plus we got most of the guys in Washington, it seems, these days are more interested in getting power than they are in leading. Not all of them. I have to say, not all of them, but too many of them. At least the parties. Maybe not some of the politicians, but the two parties sure seem to be that way. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jim Ostroff. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. Stay with us.
I see light and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jim Ostroff, Associate Editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And we're talking about what the states are doing. The states are taking the lead, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the states are, in terms of immigration laws, that trying to add some teeth to come up with some rules and regulations I'm sure they're doing it as a reaction to what they're experiencing, especially the border states.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
like Arizona.
Arizona. I mean, there's New Mexico, of course, California, one way or another, and Texas. You know, they certainly have a very large number of people from Mexico who, and from Mexico directly and indirectly, but those who come via Mexico to the U.S. and stay here illegally and work here illegally. And of course, it's not a very simple black and white issue. Yes, You know, on one hand, companies do need people. There are many jobs that most people don't want to take.
Service sector is dependent upon a lot of these folks who are here illegally.
It is, and they might say, that's the world as it is. That's a fact.
And that's the elephant in our living room, isn't it?
Exactly, and good analogy, elephant in the living room. What do we do about it? How do we handle it or not? And, you know, so you see states here, I mean, like Arizona, Oklahoma, and others, which are looking to suspend licenses of any company that knowingly will hire an illegal, you know, and take other heavy measures. But the big thing here is that in the absence of some federal action now, for instance, many employers wind up in a terrible bind in that they can't get enough legal workers
right
from abroad. There are various sectors, whether they be hotel or high tech, that find it very tough to get by.
Well, and some companies that can move jobs, like you guys report that Microsoft is opening up offices in Canada because
right.
they can't get enough H-1B visas
right,
for the skilled labor,
mm-hmm.
H-1B visa, I should say.
Right, yes.
They can't get enough of those, so they're going to go ahead and open up an office, as you guys report in Canada. But if you're a hotel, you can't move that job.
No, you can't. And
or a restaurant, or a landscaping company,
right.
or a construction company.
Oh, all of them. And the thing is here that, you know, it's not a situation where you'd say, hey, look, you know, raise the salary, raise the pay, and your problems will be taken care of. You know, there are, for instance, you mentioned hotels. It's called the Grand Marais Hotel in Minnesota. Can't fill about 10, maybe 20% of its positions, even though it's paying, in some cases, nearly $10 an hour. And others, where I'm saying there are jobs that, you know, are fairly well-paying. But
it's not a matter of the money. It's no. There literally aren't the heartbeats. There really aren't enough people to fog a mirror, literally, enough individuals.
That is it. And so what do we do? You know, ultimately, service suffers, productivity suffers. So,
right.
again, it's a conundrum. Or do you say, fine, everybody welcome, everyone come in, no paper needed?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the solution? You know, it's not.
No, it's not. But
you think
that as universal as this issue is, really,
right.
if you think about it, it's universal on many levels. It's universal on a national security issue. It's
mm-hmm.
universal on a criminal justice level, a community, you know, being able to
mm-hmm.
to protect itself level. I mean, on many levels, it's universal, and you would think that we could come up with that all the 535 heads and all their minions that support them, not to mention the administration.
Right.
That all those people, you know, got to be a couple of thousand, maybe 3,000 minds up there. Somebody
mm-hmm.
can come up with something that would be better than what we got that people
right.
could agree to. Now, why can't they come up with that? Isn't that, Jim, an indictment of our political system?
Well, it's, in many ways, it's the P-word, politics.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I cannot say it's a majority, but there certainly are those on Capitol Hill who do not want to see a resolution now. They want to use it as fodder for the
yeah.
upcoming elections. And then they say, like
so,
this,
which spend, which means that I'm a political animal. I'm not a leader. When they say that, that's what they're saying. And I know that might sound naive from me, coming from me, Jim. But you know what? If me saying be a leader, don't be a politician, is naive, then call me naive. Indict me and sentence me to eternal naivedom.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll accept that.
The answer is, let's wait another 2 years. But I have to say, you know, and it's not just immigration, other big issues, say energy, where
yeah.
I know we've seen how Congress kicked the ball down the road for nearly 5 years before finally doing something on energy in 2005, and even there it was very little. But basically, the answer was politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Stand by, and you know what else, Jim? Healthcare is going to be something very similar.
Oh, it
is. States are going to what they're doing on immigration, they're going to do in the states on healthcare, and it'll force the hand. The problem is we may not like what we wind up with in the aggregate. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Jim Ostroff is our guest. We'll be back. Stay with us.
How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my, my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. Small business owners, if you want to become a legend in your industry, you need more than vision and determination. You need Administaff. Administaff helps America's best small and medium-sized business owners, including me, achieve their dreams of success.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Steve May, president of Wisdom Natural Brands, makers of Sweetleaf Stevia here in Arizona. Since signing on with Administaff, my employees have become more productive and my company has become more profitable. Administaff big company benefits give us a competitive advantage with top talent. And with Administaff providing administrative relief and reducing our employment-related liabilities, I can focus on more important things like winning new business.
To become a business legend like Steve, call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit Administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Oh,
well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac. Never learned to read or write, so...
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call
800-99-AFLAC
or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputations in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit ibm.com/businesscenter/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. Small business owners, if you dream of doing big things with your company, call Administaff. They champion the needs of America's best small and medium-sized business owners, including me, helping them turn their dreams into real-life success.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Steve May, president of Wisdom Natural Brands, makers of Sweetleaf Stevia here in Arizona. Administaff is definitely a powerful advocate for small business owners. They handle my employment-related paperwork, provide my employees with big company benefits, and reduce the liabilities I face as an employer. And since putting their plans to improve productivity to the test, I've seen both employee morale and my company's bottom line reach new heights.
To become a business legend like Steve, call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service that big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.